Scriptural Insights, Day 8. Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This text made us understand that the Bible, we will follow the words in it, that is good for doctrine, is good for reproof, to correct ourselves and to get instruction in order for us to align ourselves in life and in righteousness. But some class of people had argued over time that whatever nonsense, selfish things that you want to say, that you intend to do, that there is always a path in the scripture that you can bend to suit your saying. It's true. But I want you to know that if any of your teaching in which you are using the scripture to back up, if it eludes sound doctrines, if it eludes reproof, if it eludes correction, and if it eludes instruction in righteousness, you are in error already. In using any part of the scripture to teach, it must be Christ-centered. Be it at the beginning of your teaching or as you end your teaching, people must see Christ in the teaching. Directly or indirectly, it must reflect the nature, the character of God. That is where you are in line with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It must point people back to Christ. The agenda, the will of God in this end time is salvation, is Christ. So when you use scriptures to do your teachings, it must be centered. It must point people back to Christ. It must point people back to salvation. I want you to know that the scripture is a prophetic book. Herbalists can use it to back up their activities. Cultists can use it to back up their activities. Even Lucifer can draw from the scripture to back up his agenda. So the prophetic is the scripture is a prophetic book. So a man can use it to back up his selfish teaching. There is no doubt about that. If you are backing up your selfish teaching with scripture, as a man sent by God, we can't judge you. It is left to you and the God that sent you. So, brothers and sisters, when you see men criticizing men of God, people, that they are selfish, backing up their selfish agenda with scriptures, don't join them to condemn. Don't join them to criticize. The Spirit of God is in you. You are being led by the Spirit of God. That is why you are called the sons of God. Let that Spirit direct you. Let that spirit put you in a safe touch that you will not land yourself in sin. Praise the Lord. Run with this word and remain blessed in Jesus' name.